What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America, everybody at work, everybody at home, everybody relaxing, everybody chilling, people getting that money, and people doing whatever. I don't know what you're doing. Somebody's sitting around doing something weird right now. That's your business, not mine. But I appreciate you. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We've gone through a lot tonight. We talked about the ass-whooping that the Vegas Knights handed down to the Florida Panthers. 7-2. That's abuse. The Las Vegas Golden Knights now lead the Stanley Cup Finals. They lead the series 2-0. They scored 5 goals the other night, and they had 7 tonight. Absolutely ridiculous. We talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. They made a visit to the White House today, coming off of their Super Bowl victory. Andy Reid very excited about the food options at the White House. Right before we went to break, we talked about some of the potential inductees on the ballot right now for next year's College Football Hall of Fame. You have Terrell Suggs, you have Marvin Harrison, Michael Vick, Randy Moss. Those are some of the players who are eligible to go into the Hall of Fame. As we continue on with the show, I want to share with you some words from Jaren Jackson. He sat down on Paul George and his podcast and gave an update on Ja Morant. Earlier on in the show, we talked about one of the Indianapolis Colts running around and potentially being investigated for betting on his team. That happens to be Isaiah Rodgers. And then I also will tell you about Kyrie Irving. It's been reported that Kyrie wants LeBron James in Dallas. how are we going to make this happen? We talked about Leonard Floyd to the Bills. We've had a busy, busy night so far. And, of course, plenty of calls and conversations as well about the NBA Finals, where the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets are currently tied 1-1. Game 3 will take place in Miami on Wednesday. Let's see if the Denver Nuggets get back into the swing of things on the road and could potentially close out a game without choking at the end. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of the callers who have been waiting patiently on the line, and then I'll tell you about this situation with Kyrie and LeBron. Let's go here. We got Chris from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, good night. How you doing tonight?
Very well, Chris. What's on your mind?
It's always a pleasure talking to you, and love your show as always.
Thanks.
And you do a good job of taking calls from a lot of people, and that's what I like about your show, is listening to everybody that calls in and talk to you.
Well, listen, man, it's pretty cool. You know, when you got people calling you from all over, I can't even say the country, but all over North America, why not give people that perspective? You know, I find it, and this is my own personal opinion. I find it terrible when you have radio broadcasters, and I don't care if it's local or national, who don't utilize the phones, who think that, oh my God, we just need to listen to this one person or two hosts speak. I think it's narrow-minded, and I don't think it's the best show. And so I got no problem.
You're right.
I got no problem. Hey, I'm gonna talk to you, Chris, and then the caller after you might be somebody in California or Canada or Florida. And it's good to have perspective. What's on your mind, though? What's up?
I want to talk about the Miami Heat, right?
Okay.
But first, I want to thank you for letting talk about Oakland A's, because I'm very much enjoying them this year.
Really? The Oakland A's?
Oh, I'm loving it, JR. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know if you're letting everybody know my secret, but thank you for talking about them. They like dinner to me.
What, for the Orioles?
No, the Oakland A's.
You got to help me out here. Am I missing something?
Yeah, you said they're going to lose 120 games this year.
Yeah, they're on pace for it, yeah. Why do you like that?
That's dinner. That's chicken dinner.
Are you an Orioles fan?
Yes, I am, but being an Oakland fan this year is going to be beautiful for me.
Why?
They're going to lose 100 games, maybe 120, JR.
Why is that a good thing?
It's called betting, JR.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Listen, I don't be putting money down on nothing. I don't get back. So, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, back to the reason why I called, though, is the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers, right?
Yeah.
I think they were both an 8 seed this year.
Yes.
Am I right?
Correct.
And they both made it to the championship.
Fine. Correct.
Isn't that a record? Both teams being from, like, the same state, and they both was an 8 seed, and they in the finals.
Well, I would say so. I think that is 100% accurate, because it's not like we get 8 seeds running away to the championship anyway, let alone from the same state. So, I would certainly think so. I think you're correct.
I've been waiting for somebody to talk about it, but I figure I haven't heard anything, and I said I'm not going to give that information to nobody else but JR.
Well, thank you, but I'll tell you this. What would be, it's not that astounding of information, but I will tell you this. I would be more impressed if they both walk away as champions, they being the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers. Now, do I see that happening? Hell no. Not at all.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Stop it.
Both of them? Both teams? Both?
No, not both, but Miami will win in 7 games.
Oh, okay.
That's guaranteed.
Well, that's guaranteed. Well, that's fine for you to think, but we know the Florida Panthers ain't winning nothing. They over here giving up 5 and 7 goals a game. Like, you don't win nothing, but I don't know, like you say, you in a chicken dinner playing like that, man.
Oh, come on, Jared. They beat the Boston Bruins. You know who they were?
Yo, they win the 64 games? I know they beat
Chris. Yeah. Yes,
were they trying to beat the Bruins, or are they trying to win a championship? Which one is it?
They're trying to win a championship.
Yeah, well, so, hey, I don't think they walk away at the end of the season and go, oh, man, well, at least we beat the Bruins. Who cares? You know, so.
You don't believe in miracles, do you, JR?
Do I believe in miracles? Yeah, yeah. I heard about one on 34th Street a long time ago, but that's the last one I know. Hey, Chris, thank you, man.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, and you and your partner, Batman, is doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thank you. Hey, Shep, did he call you that man or Batman?
Well, he called you that man and called me your partner, which is an honor as always. JR, to your point, that was a great call. Obviously, there have been no 2 8 seeds from the same state, because there's only been 2 8 seeds in the history of the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and the Heat, and we don't know what happened to the Islanders and Rangers in 99.
Yeah, ain't nobody think about it. Them New York Knicks didn't stand a chance now.
No, they did not.
They did not. Well, you know what? Let's hear that final call from the game tonight where the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they won 7-2. Listen to this.
And Stanley Cup Final Game 2 is over. 7-2. The Knights smack down the Florida Panthers. The Flamingos come onto the ice. And the Panthers skate off, trailing the series 2-0.
Oh, yeah, that's from the Knights, Golden Knights Radio Network. And that horn, that thing got worked overtime tonight. Every goal after every stinking goal, all seven of them, they hit that horn. I don't got time to listen to the horn seven times. Let's listen to, I don't know. Let's hear the sixth goal.
Carlson behind the D, and he's centered, and they score! Amadio! Goals for the Knights. Carlson to Amadio in transition.
Yeah, whoever hits the button for the horn, they earn their cash tonight. They earn their check, getting all that money. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I think this is, Shep, is this Joanne or Joan?
This is the lovely Joan.
Joan. Let's talk to Joan from Madison, Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joan?
Hey, JR, thank you for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
Representing the Midwest, you know. Just wanted to kind of give you a hard time, teeny bit, about the somewhat giddiness of your voice when you're mentioning Michael Vick making the College Football Hall of Fame. You know, mad respect to Michael for all of his prowess, you know, on the football field, but sometimes I think when you make some pretty horrific life decisions and behaviors, we got to kind of, you know, temper it. And so I was just kind of curious about your take on his reception, you know, in terms of like, not literally, but his reception into the Hall of Fame and how you think that's going to go. Do you think everyone's sort of forgotten and moved on? And again, I'm a big forgiveness person, but just kind of interested in your take on it.
Okay. Well, I would. Well, thank you for calling. I would. I don't know about being giddy. I don't think I was giddy at all in discussing Michael Vick. I don't think there was any additional or further excitement than speaking about Randy Moss. Now, having said that, you pretty much said it at the end of the call. You said you're big on forgiveness, and you talk about his horrific mistakes and what he did. And, okay, yeah, he ran a dogfighting ring. He did. Horrific. Absolutely terrible. He also had a horrible, horrific experience as a result of that. His punishment was to go to federal prison. And he paid his dues. He did his time. And then he didn't just go to prison. He came out, and having been out, he has been an exemplary human being. What he cannot do is go back in time, and it doesn't matter his mistakes, your mistakes, or my mistakes. He can't go back and put a magic eraser to it. He can only change how he moves forward. Michael Vick has done and probably gone above and beyond, I don't want to say, atoning for what he did, from speaking out against it, putting his money and time into it, being a positive contribution to society. What else would you want him to do?
Well, I mean, I'd like to see I'm going to do some research after this just to see all this atonement you said he's done and the speaking and so forth.
I'm sorry, say again?
I'm going to have to follow up on your claims of him doing all of these things.
Oh, well, sure. You can research it yourself. But I'll tell you, and I encourage you to do so. What I'm telling you is a matter of a fact. It's not just, it is a claim by me, but it is a fact. And he has gone above and beyond since his release. Michael Vick did not get released from prison and just go play in the NFL. He has done God knows how much in the community. He has done a lot of speaking out against what he's done. He has done many interviews just deriding what he did and being very open and honest. I would think that most people who make mistakes in life from a professional perspective, who have the gravitas that he did from being a public figure, they should look at Michael Vick. So, for instance, Ja Morant needs to look, whatever his punishment is, Ja Morant needs to look at Michael Vick and figure out how he needs to come back on the other side.
Yeah, that's a super good point. I just wondered if you thought that he would, like, you know, part of me thinks, like, you know what, the College Hall of Fame is going to happen. It's all good, and no one's going to even blink an eye. But I just kind of wonder your opinion. Like, do you think there'll be chatter? Like, do you think people will do anything?
Well, Joan, this is my point. It's not a matter of forgetting what he's done. Everybody knew and knows what Michael Vick did. I think most also know that having done that and what has come after, people go, oh, yeah, well, he did it. But look at everything that he's done after. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I didn't even interrupt, but I love your just throwing in that Ja Morant piece, too, because that is so big, like knowing what your peer, a little older, of course, but, you know, seeing someone that's been there before, been in professional sports and being able to, for Ja to be able to be like, hey, you know, just having any sort of role model who's been there, you know, who's made mistakes, and then be able to say, like, you know what, I want to come out on the other side like he did. How do I do that? So I think that's awesome to even connect those two, you know, terms of the younger dude who made a mistake and the older dude who's learned from the mistake, you know.
That's why I think what Michael Vick has done on the other side of being incarcerated is exemplary. Hey, Joan, I appreciate you for calling up.
Thank you.
No problem. You take it easy. Thank you for calling from Madison, Wisconsin. And speaking of Ja Morant, Paul George has his own podcast, Podcast P. It's nice. I wish I saw more appearances from Paul George on the basketball court as opposed to on podcast form, but I digress. Jaren Jackson sat down with him. And Jaren Jackson, of course, was asked about Ja Morant. And Jaren Jackson Jr. had a response. He basically said, he's good. Listen to this.
No, he's good. I mean, he's, I think, just growing up with this much attention on you, like, especially being this young. I mean, it's a lot to deal with. And I think, you're always going to make mistakes growing up. And people got to understand, like, you're growing up and you're the most popular player at this age probably ever, theoretically. Like, I had to do an interview based on, like, just how he's, whatever, like, how popular he is just from an engagement perspective. Mm-hmm. Look at that all the time. Like, I mean, dude, it's insane. And a lot of things back then that you could get away with, you can't do. You got to be, you know, a certain way. But I mean, dude's great. Like, that's, you can, people always got to understand that everybody human.
Right.
Everybody's human. So, right. I mean, that's my brother, though. Like, no matter what, like, I stand by my brother. And I think that's, like, the lesson everybody should take away from this.
Okay. All right. Whatever. We ain't going to see that man for about half a season. So, he can be good. Is he really good? I mean, Jaren, he's good. Why? Because he's here. He's alive. He's breathing. That man doesn't appear to be good to me. He made a mistake. He's made quite a few mistakes, man. Now you're going to pay for it. Jaren Jackson Jr. didn't just talk about Ja Morant. He also talked about Dillon Brooks and Dillon being gone and pushing the buttons of LeBron James. He's like, yeah, he did push LeBron James. LeBron is old, and his old ass whooped our ass. Jaren is real optimistic. I don't know why. About the Grizzlies moving forward. Listen to this.
How do you feel about the team's future?
I think getting humbled is the best thing for us. I think it's going to make us way more hungry. Hungry like we were like 3 years ago. There was no expectation on anything. We got leveled at the end of the year. So we got to sit with that all summer. We were done in May. Like, okay, like, damn, we're done in May. We got hella time. I'm watching the other games like really not happy, like tripping. So this is going to be the best thing for us. We're going to have that edge. We're going to come back. And we're going to be so hungry. We're not going to worry about anything. We're going to remember that feeling. Probably all the way up until the playoffs, and we're going to get it done.
Okay. Yeah, let me know when Ja plays, okay? Hey, Chris is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I'm calling to give two things. One, first, I have to give you your propers. I've been on hold for a little while. At the end of your last segment, you said thank you five times, and you said it four times in this segment. That is tremendous gratitude, which is a righteous personality trait. Not everybody has it, so I love that. The other thing is, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say thank you, but you told me I said it a lot, so I'm not going to say it.
You see, your parents did a very good job with you, I believe.
I was raised by wolves, Chris. Thank you. Go ahead.
There's some really spectacular wolves. So I was driving home tonight, and you had that 14-year-old kid on the phone, and it was a great phone call. And afterwards, you were talking about how, you know, you believe that a real radio host should talk to the people, and nobody does it anymore. It's all you got to talk to the insiders, and maybe they take two phone calls. I want to tell you, last week I hadn't called a radio show in 35 years or more. I called last week for whatever reason you moved me to talk about the Skip Bayless nonsense. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you do that, and you should be commended. And the other thing I need to commend you about is your really kind words about my Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
There's just something about the way you said Buffalo is special. People, you know, and a lot of the media people just, you know, give it lip service because they know, you know, we are a really good fan base that everybody loves, you know, jump through the tables and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But we are so much more than that. And not everybody gets it. I mean, my best examples are, 3 years ago when Andy Dalton threw the touchdown pass on fourth down against the Ravens to let us back into the playoffs. We donated over $750,000 to his foundation. Buffalo's not a rich community. Fast forward 3 years later, we knocked Lamar Jackson out of a playoff game that we won.
Yep.
By the next morning, over $120,000 had been donated to his foundation. And there's an interview that the lady who ran his foundation, who knew was not a football fan, didn't know anything about the Bills, she said she woke up in the morning and she said, I don't know who these people are, but this is the greatest day in the history of our foundation. It's for, he gets like knapsacks filled with like school supplies and stuff for underprivileged kids. Mm-hmm. And she was just practically in tears saying, that's the heart of these people. Is like nothing else, and that's than jumping through tables.
You know, Josh Allen, and unfortunately the passing of his grandmom a couple of years ago is another great example. No, Western New York is great. I certainly enjoy my time when I'm able to get up there, and that's why I said, hey, you know, there's every place, and this is what I love. There are so many unique places. There's not one place in America. It's like a fingerprint. There's not one place that's like another. And Buffalo is a cool place. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that new stadium looks like. And then we rock and roll. Hey, Chris, I appreciate you for calling, man.
I appreciate you, JR. You're special. Have a great night.
Thank you so much. You be safe. Be well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take a break, get to more of your calls, and I'm going to tell you about Kyrie trying to reconnect with LeBron in a place that is not L.A. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We know the finals are going on right now. Denver, Miami are tied at 1-1. We got game 3 on Wednesday night in Miami. And earlier today, we got some news. It's been reported. This has nothing to do with the current NBA. These are dudes who've been eliminated. Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron to see if LeBron James would come to Dallas to join him in Luka Doncic. And I mean, well, damn. How many basketballs do they need? Four? They're going to need four or five basketballs between three guys. Luka Doncic don't want to give the ball up. He didn't want to play out there with Kyrie. Kyrie Irving is someone. He can play off ball, shooting guard. And then LeBron James, I'm pretty sure he would like the rest and relaxation, but he's going to want to make the decision. So that's first of all. It sounds nice, and it would be cool to have an all-star team. How the hell are you going to pay all these guys? So Luka Doncic is making in the range of $40 to $45 million. LeBron James is in the same exact range. You got Kyrie Irving, who is a free agent. God knows how much money he's going to make. I will assume, even if I don't know how long you want to sign him. I wouldn't sign him for more than 2 years, a year if I had to. But the fact is, he's going to make around the same amount of money, even if he gets a one-year deal, which I don't think is going to happen, probably with an option. So, A, financially, how would this work? B, how the hell would you even have a basketball team around them? C, how are you going to build continuity if it can financially work? LeBron, is he going to go play all 82? Nope, that ain't happening. Kyrie, we know he ain't playing 82. And Luka, you know, he's been there, but he ain't necessarily been in the best of shape throughout the course of his career either. And so thinking about Kyrie, LeBron, and Luka, just and then LeBron James is under contract. What's he going to do? Just walk upstairs and say, hey, I want out? That's just Kyrie Irving can try, right? He did all that talking last week about, hey, don't talk to me and don't tag me in your posts. And interesting dude. This is what he said last week on Instagram.
Stop mentioning me on Twitters. All y'all fan bases, stop mentioning me right now, please. It is still the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals. Denver's going to the finals. You know, we're still waiting for Boston and Miami. Can y'all please leave me out of this? Please, can I just be with my family in peace? Y'all got people at my dinner table discussing what my free agency plans are. Stop that. Y'all think it's funny shit, but please stop that. I actually like having peace of mind when I'm at the crib, all right? Like, I see all y'all ads. I see all y'all mentions. Okay, I said it. I see all y'all stuff y'all be saying. I see all y'all fan base. I get it. I'm just as excited as y'all are. But you gotta chill, though. Come on, we can have some fun with it, but, the love is already there, right? The message is spread. I appreciate your ancestral realm. Thank you for being tapped in. And I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. But please, all y'all fan bases, stop mentioning me just for, the next month or two or three. Whenever I make my decisions, please stop mentioning me.
Oh, my God. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, listen, folks, I'm on a radio show, but please don't talk to me. Don't call me. I just gave you the number, but don't call me. Don't talk to me. It's just Kyrie is ridiculous. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, damn, we've had a busy night. We've talked about the NBA Finals. We've talked about the Stanley Cup Finals. We talked about the team that just won the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, visiting the White House on Monday. We talked about how pitiful, pathetic, and sad the Oakland Athletics are, historically bad. We talked about Michael Vick and Randy Moss and Marvin Harrison and Larry Fitzgerald and Terrell Suggs. We talked about a lot of them being on the ballot for college football, the Hall of Fame for college football. Good for them. We heard from Jaren Jackson. He said Ja Morant is doing good. and relatively speaking, he's doing good. We talked about an Indianapolis Colt just out here gambling, allegedly, reportedly, gambling on his own team, Isaiah Rodgers. And then we just told you about Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving wants, or he's looking into, trying to talk about, talk to LeBron, getting him to Dallas to play with Luka Doncic and him. Okay, well, yeah, you think LeBron's out here trying to screw up his life? Like, yeah, I'm just going up and leave. Let me go to Dallas and play with Luka and Kyrie. Kyrie will decide not to play. Luka will have too many beers. LeBron will be hurt. And what a great disaster that would be. LeBron can have a disaster in Los Angeles if he wants one. Let's get into some of your calls before we roll out. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And you know what? We also talked about the Buffalo Bills. Leonard Floyd joining Buffalo on a one-year deal to try and wreck quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers. Let's see if he get his hands on him September 11th in the first game of the season. Let's hit the lines. Ben is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How's it going, JR?
It's going very well. What's up?
Cool. So I've been a huge Kyrie fan ever since the beginning, but of course, I mean, after Kyrie left Cleveland, he's not the same Kyrie. If we pretty much fast-track to this actually happens somehow, you know, all of the money works out, whatever, do you think Kyrie is really doing this so he can have more attention on him, so it can be kind of the Lakers story at the beginning of the season? Or do you think he's there to play basketball?
No, I think that he genuinely would want to play with LeBron James. Why wouldn't he? It's the same reason that LeBron James would want to play with Kyrie Irving. It's why he was extremely disappointed at the trade deadline when the Los Angeles Lakers couldn't get their hands on him. And if you look at D'Angelo Russell, his performance in the playoffs, more specifically that final round that they participated in the finals, the West Finals against the Nuggets, D'Angelo Russell was nowhere to be seen. I would find it hard to believe, regardless of attention-seeking Kyrie, I'd find it hard to think that he would be in the Western Conference Finals just scoring 4 points and 4 points and 6 points and 10 points. Like, he is a world-class caliber player. He has all-world Hall of Fame talent. He's a Hall of Fame caliber basketball player. Is he going to go there? Probably not, given his behavior and history, maybe. But we know where his talent is. So I don't think there's any ulterior or hidden motive by Kyrie. I think he legitimately knows that, hey, we need help. And if you take a look at the Dallas Mavericks, man, in trading for him, they're missing out on help. But I don't know how bringing in LeBron James and playing with Luka is going to add depth. You know, you take a look at the Phoenix Suns. They got a lot of work to do. They got Kevin Durant, Booker, and an aging Chris Paul. And then what? Ayton? Like, they have no real depth. And so that's going to be an issue for Dallas moving forward as well. And we got to see where Kyrie goes. He probably is going to stay in Dallas, or he might end up in L.A. I have no idea. That's why NBA free agency process is always so much fun.
Well, speaking of, I mean, something else, too, to think about LeBron in regards to free agency, I think LeBron's main goal that he has left to tick off his bucket list is playing with Bronny. So how does that factor into this whole equation?
Well,
I think Kyrie's pretty selfish for asking that, knowing that LeBron is trying to play for his son or with his son.
I don't think that factors in. There's so many wild cards that are going to take place between now and next June. We have to get through this season. First, we have to get through this offseason. Then we have to take a look at next season. And then we have to see, you know, where is this going to fall? LeBron James is under contract to the Los Angeles Lakers for this upcoming season and one more after that. So we got to see, Ben. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much, JR.
No doubt. And even LeBron, you know, he at the end of the year, LeBron was just, I don't know what I'm doing. I got to think about basketball. I got to do this. This is where, a matter of fact, don't take my word for it. This is what LeBron James said at the end of the elimination at the hand of the Nuggets.
And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, getting to the finals. But But we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Yeah, well, I said it the night that he said that when we were live on the air. I don't think he's going anywhere. He has talked so much for so many years about playing with his son. And to think that he would just kind of throw that by the wayside, that'd be a massive U-turn. 855-212-4CBS. Brian's calling from Houston.
JR, I'm tired of the superstar definition of today's NBA. You got guys like Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, even going back to Paul George and his Gatorade hitting clutch shot commercials, which I simply don't recall him doing that in any big-time games or any games at all, as a matter of fact. There's a class of player out there that is labeled as a superstar, but they don't raise the team level around them in order to reach that championship status. And there are actually some guys. We've been talking about Kyrie. He falls into that category. I would even say go as far to say as Kevin Durant falls into that category. These guys are assassins. There's no doubt about it. They're going to put up some stats. But bottom line is they need people around them. They don't make the people around them better. If they can't pull the load themselves or fill up a stat line, whether it's a matter of they've been coached properly, that's another question. But what I'm seeing now is guys that are getting the big paycheck and they're living the life, but they're not playing for the hardware. And that's very frustrating to me. I lived in Houston when Steve Francis was here. I've gone through all this nonsense with James Harden. And I think it's time that we recognize, and I know there's guys, Charles Barkley, John Stockton, Karl Malone, they never won the hardware. All-time greats. But there is a separation there. Once you have that hardware and you played as one of the all-time greats, that to me equivalates to Hall of Fame status. Your thoughts, sir, and again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Brian. You said a lot there. I'm going to try to answer it succinctly. Hey, Shep, how do I answer that succinctly? I can't, right?
You can.
I can try. Hey, listen, man, we know there's levels to this, okay? That's the best I can answer. We know that there's levels. There's superstars, Hall of Famers. There's different levels. But I don't want to say that these guys aren't superstars. I mean, why? Because they don't have a ring. They don't have a championship.
JR, just very quickly, the money the players make today is absolutely incredulous and ridiculous compared to what they were making 25 years ago. Like, you have Steph Curry. He's going to exceed $50 million next year. Right.
Right.
Michael Jordan, in his heyday, when he was the most popular person on the planet, was making $2.5 million 25 years ago. We both know the jump from $2.5 million to $50 million in 25 years has more than exceeded inflation.
Yeah, well, the money is there. And we saw Jordan go from making two, and then he had that year where he went to 33.
True.
And
True.
Garnett got his long-term deal, and then the NBA said, all right, screw this. We locking you out. And we saw the salary structure and the contracts, et cetera, change. The money is there. And so I can't knock them. The money has to go somewhere. The interest in the sport is there. We looking at a guy in Victor Wembanyama who's going to be coming over from France. You currently look at the two MVPs, the past three or four of them, from a Giannis to a Jokic to an Embiid. We're going from Greece to Cameroon, and we're going to Serbia. We're mixing it all in. So the health of the league is there. The money is there. I think when you look at the fame, the popularity, these guys are superstars. They are celebrities. If you want them to be a basketball player first, I think that would be appreciated. That might be where the difference lies. LaPrade is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR? This is LaPrade, the blind guy.
Well, I know who you are. You don't got to tell me you the blind guy. I know who you are, my man.
I'm sorry, my man. But anyway, JR.
Yes?
I'm going to tell you something, man. Kyrie Irving is getting on my nerves. You know why? Because one thing is, we could have won 2 to 3 rings. Now all of a sudden he want to be go be with LeBron. How that's going to rule out JR, him, Lucas, and LeBron? That's not going to work because Luca is a gunner. He don't play no defense, and they don't have no big man. So when LeBron keep talking, when Kyrie keep talking about he want LeBron, why didn't you say that when we won that ring that first year? Come on with that. I'm sick of him talking about he want LeBron.
Everybody,
come on, Kyrie.
Hey.
What do you think about that, JR?
I agree with everything you just said. I think a lot of it is Kyrie fishing and looking. I don't know how realistic it would be for them to team up, especially given their salaries. If anybody would be willing to do it, I guess it would be Mark Cuban. But I think, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a capologist, but it just sounds wild to me for Dallas to say, we're going to give Luka 40, 45. We're going to give Kyrie 40, 45. We're going to give LeBron 40, 45. And they're going to let me and you round out the rest of the roster. I don't know if that's a smart decision. I also don't know if it's realistic. And then giving real basketball reasons and everybody's availability, not the smartest of things. But looking back to the past, it's obvious Kyrie wanted to go out and spread his wings, and I think he now regrets it. And then LeBron James, he couldn't do anything but look at him and go, man, what the hell was this guy thinking? But why would anybody want to try to think about it?
I think you forgave him, huh, JR?
Yes, I think so. And it's just wild. Trying to get into the brain of Kyrie seems like an exercise in futility. Hey, LaPrade, I appreciate you for calling from Cleveland, man.
Okay, when you coming to Cleveland?
Sooner than later. Well, are you going to take me out to eat?
Yeah, I'm going to take you out to eat, JR.
I'm with it. I like to eat. Hey, LaPrade, stay tuned, man, okay?
Okay.
My guy, always a pleasure, LaPrade. I love that guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm afraid I got some bad news for you. I got to leave. I'm out of here. I got to shut up and get the hell up on out this studio. I thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We've had a busy night. We've talked about everything from the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals, the Chiefs at the White House, all of it. And we got more tomorrow, okay? If you miss me in the meantime, find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm done. I'm gone. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Thank you so much, David Shepard. Y'all have a good night.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.